Today, about 40% of patients choosing to end their pregnancies do so using pills rather than having a surgical procedure. One of the pills continues to be heavily regulated and heavily politicized. Medical groups and reproductive rights advocates have been pushing the federal government to relax some of those rules. And as NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, that could happen as soon as tomorrow.
Before the pandemic, doctors like Nisha Verma could only prescribe abortion pills to patients they'd seen in person.
They come in, they take the first pill of the medication abortion with us after receiving extensive counseling, confirming that they're sure that they want to move forward with this process. And then the second set of pills that complete the abortion process, we send home with them and they take those at home.
Verma is an OBGYN and abortion provider based in Washington, D.C. She's talking about the abortion pill mifepristone, which was approved by the Food and Drug Administration more than 20 years ago. It's used in combination with another drug to terminate pregnancies up to 10 weeks, and it's subject to layers of restrictions beyond typical prescription drugs. Because of the pandemic, the Biden administration is currently allowing patients to get the pills by mail.
It really does make a difference for a lot of people. They can just hop onto their phone or computer. We can do a telehealth visit, go over counseling, and then they can get the pill by mail.
Verma says that's particularly important for women in rural areas far from the nearest clinic. Julia Kay is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, which represents medical and reproductive rights groups who are pushing the FDA to permanently do away with several restrictions on the pill.
At this moment, with Roe v. Wade hanging by a thread, it is especially urgent that the federal government do everything in its power to follow the science and expand access to this safe, effective medication.